Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your who you play on the show.
My name is Jade Jones. I play Belle in Beauty and the Beast.
And my name is Evan Ruggiero, and I play the Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
And it is Disney's Beauty and the Beast, so all the great songs and everything. And it's going to be at Olney Theater Center, which always does such great work. It's going to run November 9th through January 1st, so get your tickets now. Hey, thank you both for taking the time to join us today.
Of course, no problem. Yeah.
Tell our listeners, you know, if they're fans of the Disney version or of any version, really, but explain why they got to come out, because this is the story they know and love, right?
Yes, absolutely. Like you said, all the songs, Be Our Guest, Belle, everything that you love about the movie and the story, just in a refreshing new way that hasn't really been done before, besides last year when we did it.
Yeah, we've only done this once before, a year ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I believe we interviewed you on TOP for the same things.
Exactly.
Why are we bringing it back in terms just only speaking? You know, why are we bringing it back?
So our production got cut short about like a week and a half to 2 weeks due to COVID last year. And after it closed, we kind of were just like sitting around, and we received a message from the artistic director, and he said, "I have this great idea. Why don't we do it again next year?"
We were like, and really, many people like were so upset that they didn't get to see it. I mean. Yeah. Really, like, even my own family, my entire family was scheduled to attend the day after Christmas, so they didn't get to see it. And so it was like they just had, I know I had personal messages of fans being like, are you guys gonna do this again? Like, where is it streaming? Where can I see this? And so, and I know the theater got an influx of requests about that as well. So I think it was just like, back by popular demand.
Yeah. Cause we didn't, when we started it out, we just thought, all right, cool. We're doing Beauty and the Beast, and this is going to be, you know, a lot of fun. I've never done the show. It's going to be great. And then our production kind of went viral. It just kind of traveled all over the world. Jade, your video of Home, I don't know how many views it had like in the first day. It may have been like 10, 20,000 or something crazy. And
it was crazy, yeah.
Getting fan mail from like all over the country and people that were just so interested in wanting to see this production.
Yeah. I believe when we spoke, because I interviewed the both of you last, I guess, was it last December or something like that? Yeah. And at that point, theaters, you know, we were hoping we were out of the COVID woods and we were going to finally do these productions. And then I guess, what was it? What was the latest variant? I guess it was Omicron at that point. It's hard to keep track now. But yeah, I guess it got shut down. So that's cool that everyone's getting a chance to see it now, finally come back if you missed it. Last time we spoke, you had said, I'm going to pull up the quote here so I got it right. You said it's two outsiders that their peers consider odd meet and go on a journey together. Speak to sort of how that theme really, really shines in this production and you know, why that's sort of the central core message of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. So I don't know if I said it last year, but knowing me, I probably did. I have one leg. I navigate the stage with a peg leg. And you know, this is a role that I never thought that I would actually get to play, just because I didn't see myself as the Beast, but in this story, we really analyze, what beauty is, and that, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And so coming from my side, this is very exciting to get to portray this character and to, be coming back to it.
Yeah, I identify with that as well. You know, I have not seen a Belle that has represented me. So it's really, I don't know, it feels really refreshing to see two people that we haven't really seen these body types or, you know, these physical abilities or whatever, in these roles, that I think that more people, can identify with.
Absolutely. Well, it's always cool to see a fresh take on the characters. Well, remind us, in addition to sort of the fresh angle on it that you guys are bringing to it, remind us real quick, if someone was living under a rock and somehow missed the Disney, yeah, it's hard to believe everyone's seen it, but just so I have a soundbite, tell us the basic story, the premise, you know, we have the prince, he turns into the beast, etc.
Yeah, so there is a spell that was cast on a young prince that turns him into a beast. And basically he has a certain amount of time to find love before the spell is permanent. And it just so happens that a girl named Belle, is also an kind of an outsider. Her entire town thinks that she's odd. Do I need to say it again?
I think you're right.
Okay. Her entire town thinks that she's odd. She's looking for adventure. She's looking for mystery. And she, I won't spoil it, but winds up at the castle, the home of the beast. And she has no idea that she, it will make an impact on whether he turns back into a prince or stays a beast. But the people of the house, and by people, I mean enchanted objects, do everything that they can to make her fall in love with the beast. And they do, and they live happily ever after. And the beast turns back into the prince.
I don't even think we need to say spoiler alert because it's like a story everybody knows, so it's fine. Remind us who's playing Lumiere and Cogsworth and Mrs. Potts and Gaston, you know, dish on your co-stars and, you know, what makes them so fun to work with.
Bobby Smith is playing Lumiere, and he is a ball of fun, a candlestick of fun. Dylan Arredondo is Cogsworth. Michael Burrell is playing Gaston. All of us have this really great chemistry on stage.
And not Kelly just, Blackwell is playing Mrs. Potts.
But yeah, it's just a lot of fun just being on stage with everyone, just seeing what, you know, pretty much we're like building upon our characters from last year and exploring, you know, new things.
Awesome. Awesome. And of course, we sort of mentioned it already, but let's go a little more into just the amazing soundtrack here. Obviously, I guess it was originally, well, it was Alan Menken and Howard Ashman originally, right? But then I guess Tim Rice come in to help do some more for the Broadway? Is that how it worked?
Yes, that is correct.
Remind us some of those famous songs.
We have Belle, which is the big song in the beginning that Belle sings. Gaston is another song. It's like all of the songs are just like names of the characters. Be Our Guest is, you know, the big show-stopping number. One of the new songs for the Broadway show that I get to sing is If I Can't Love Her. Belle will sing Home, which is a beautiful song. In Act One, and A Change in Me in Act Two. And then there's the whole mob song at the end. Something There is a really fun song that, you know, we get to kind of watch Belle and the Beast kind of go through this change together and start to learn to tolerate each other. And then a new song in the show that was added for the Broadway production is Human Again, where all of the enchanted objects, you know, they see this glimmer of hope between the Beast and Belle, and they start talking about, wow, like, I'm going to be a human again. This is really going to happen.
Yeah. And Jay, do you have any favorite songs? Is it the title number? Is it something that wasn't there before? What, or is it Belle's song getting to do the, you know, I need six exits too expensive? I mean, there's so many good ones.
Yeah, there's so many good songs. I would say I really like to sing No Matter What, with my father, my papa, Sasha Olnick. It's just a really sweet song, and our director, Marsha, she likes to say that she likes to smuggle in a deeper meaning to the song, and so we kind of put our own story to it, and we use Kelly Blackwell, who plays Mrs. Potts. She also doubles as my late mother, who has passed away, and that's something that the movie really didn't touch on, is like what happened to Belle's mom. So we kind of created our own little backstory, and I get to sing that song, and I get to act with these beautiful performers, and really tell a story that's near and dear to my heart, because I lost my grandmother about 7 years ago, and I kind of channel how I felt, lost when she passed away. So, yeah.
I totally feel you on that, and I'm sorry to hear that. Losing a grandparent is the absolute worst, and it takes years. Some of us are still recovering from it, so I'm
Yeah.
sorry to hear that. But I'm
Yeah.
glad, the role can find some catharsis in singing the songs.
Oh, 100%.
Well, talk about your grandparent really quick. Share a story.
Sure. My grandma was my biggest supporter. She was always an advocate of me being exactly who I was and not trying to be, some version of myself that anybody else created. She very much pushed me to be my own person. And when I started performing, she was at every performance. When she passed away is when my career really took off. So I feel like she really transferred a lot of her energy, caring about me and wanting to see me succeed into my actual career. So she's a huge inspiration of mine.
Wow, that's a beautiful way to look at it. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, maybe a heavenly assist there on the career,
Oh, 100%. People don't really believe in that until it actually happens, and really, I don't think it's coincidental.
Wow. And speaking of which, that's I'm not it's a great personal story, but it's also sort of an interesting segue. We also just lost Angela Lansbury. This is one of the first productions of Beauty and the Beast, at least in this area, since Angela Lansbury passed away. The iconic Mrs. Potts singing that iconic number. Talk about I don't know. Is there anything you can share about your admiration for Miss Lansbury's career? And do you sort of view it as a tribute every time you guys perform those numbers and stuff in your show?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and just her career and just what she did for so many people. I mean, I first saw Beauty and the Beast when I was 4 years old, and I wore out the cassette tape
Right?
because it was just,
All you and all of us, man.
yeah, it was just this amazing story. And hearing her sing Beauty and the Beast, the title song, and just watching the Beast and Belle dance in the background in the ballroom,
That
it's just so,
chandelier, the crane, quote crane shot down. I know it's animated, but yeah, you know what I mean? Like the animated crane, it's beautiful.
So it really is just this, this testament to, her life and her career and what she was able to pass on to everyone, because it's given so many people just the chance to appreciate all of, this work.
And by the way, just a fun trivia fact. I don't even know if you guys know this, but Angela Lansbury made her pre-Broadway debut at in DC at National Theater in 1957.
Wow.
And her co-star that night was Burt Lahr, the Cowardly Lion from Wizard of Oz. How cool
Wow.
is that?
Wow.
Yo, it was Hotel Paradiso. The only and I didn't know that either, but she I saw Lansbury performed at National Theater for what was it, Blythe Spirit, I guess, back in like 2015 or something. And I remember researching it, I said, holy crap, so she got her start here too. So yeah, there's something in the
Wow.
water around
Well,
here.
and that's so wild. DC is really Such a big theater town that sometimes gets overlooked. And I mean, you know, Fosse, Bob Fosse, he died here in DC.
Right. It was right after, like, it was right after a production of something, Sweet Charity. No, what I was think, the show?
Was it Sweet Charity? I'm not sure.
That's the first one that popped into my brain.
Yeah, but yeah, Bob Fosse freaking, like, there's a lot of theater history in DC.
Yeah, it was a Sweet Charity revival. Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
He died at George Washington Hospital. Wow. Right after Sweet Charity revival had played at National Theater. So there you go. National Theater again. He collapsed in
Vernon's arms
near the Willard Hotel. So there you go. DC.
DC theater history, truly.
And, you know, West Side Story started at National Theater as well before Broadway. Like, there's so many great tie-ins.
Yeah. And we still have history being made, obviously, you know, with our production. you know, originating here in DC and, you know, Come From Away, which was, you know, just closed on Broadway.
Dear Evan Hansen was at Arena, and, the defending champ, A Strange Loop, was at Woolly Mammoth before.
Yeah. That. Yeah. Yep. Isn't that nuts? Yeah.
We've thoroughly tangented. but it's all of a piece. It's all of a theme of, you know, DC and of course Olney and Maryland in Virginia signature. I mean, the whole DMV, it puts on such great productions. It really does.
Yeah.
How do we want to round this out? I guess invite, pretend I'm not here and speak directly to the listeners and say, hey, you know, hey everyone, come on out. You're gonna see all the great songs and great costumes and you know, speak to the listeners, invite them out.
Yeah, hey everyone, come on out and see Olney Theater Center's production of Beauty and the Beast. There'll be all of the great songs and dances and costumes, and we would love to see you.
And Jay, do you want to invite them too? That way I can just have two sound bites.
Sure, absolutely. Hey everybody, come out and see Beauty and the Beast. It's a refreshing production, revival of last year's production that you'll definitely want to catch and you won't regret it.
Awesome. Again, it's Disney's Beauty and the Beast at Olney Theater. It's going to run November 9th through January 1st. So get your tickets now. Oh, and someone really quick also say that this just dawned on me since it's November and through December to January 1st. One of you say why it's a good holiday outing, you know, if you have family coming in town for Thanksgiving or even, you know, the Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever, why this is a good family friendly thing to come see during the holidays.
Yeah. So this is a great holiday show. I think it actually goes through like the Christmas season at one point, the winter season, but hey, it's a great family show. You're going to be with family throughout Thanksgiving, throughout Christmas, through New Year's. It's a kid's show. It could be a first date show. So come on out and see it.
Awesome.
Ooh, hey, I like that.
Yeah, that was good. Hey, thanks so much for both of you for joining. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Jason. Thank you for having us.
All right. We'll talk to you later. And hopefully it won't be about Beauty and the Beast again. Hopefully you get to finish the run this time.
All right. Exactly. Sounds good. Thanks, Jason.